with the grilling guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see the grilling guy rake, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guy Show.
Yeah, you are listening to the Grilling Guy Show each and every Saturday on the Michigan Talk Network. Want to welcome our friends over in Ann Arbor on Sports Talk 1050 as well as 1290 WLBY. How about down there in Kalamazoo, you guys firing up your grills down there on 1360 as well as Battle Creek, 930 The Score. We're all over mid-Michigan firing up our grills. It's Saturday. It's going to be a beautiful day to get out on your back deck and fire up your grill. I'm Jop, he's Bob. What's cooking, Bob?
Well, we are sitting in the noisiest parking lot I think we've ever done a job out of. But welcome back to the Grilling Guys. Thank you so much for joining us. We're just a couple of guys who like grilling a little too much. We're kind of obsessed with it. And, you know, we're fighting it on the waistline all the time and trying to cook healthier. And, you know, you think we were doing well, but, man, you get a nice cold glass of schmoes and some pulled pork and... It's pretty hard to stop.
It is pretty hard. But you know what? We took a little bender on Wednesday to try to get a little bit healthier because we talk a lot about cooking meat on the grill. We're going to break down a little bit of fish for you in this segment. Our friend Captain Ken over at Jireh Charters, that's J-I-R-E-H, charters.com. Captain Ken took the grilling guys and cowboy Rob Russell on a little walleye charter out of Augray, which is just north of Bay City, up there in the Thumb area in the Saginaw Bay. And we have a little interview with Captain Ken, which was at we did at the conclusion of our fishing trip. So listen in on what Captain Ken had to say.
Hey, this is Bob from the Grilling Guys. We just finished up a day of fishing in Point Augray on Lake Huron, and it was a fantastic day. It was Rob Russell's first time on one of the Great Lakes. Rob, how'd you like that?
Man, we had an awesome, awesome time. Captain Ken is a rocking guy, and I'm telling you, we caught all kinds of fish really fast.
So how many walleye do you suppose were in that boat?
Our limit was 20, so we had 20.
Yeah, that's great. And we got Captain Ken here from Jireh Charters, who, I mean, this guy is the ultimate host. He took such good care of us. If you've never been on a charter fishing trip and you want to take a chance, there's just no gamble here because this guy's the real deal, and he's just a good guy. He takes good care of you. But the best thing is he gets you some fish.
Well, we had a great day out on the water, and fishing's supposed to be fun. You know, that's what you get out there for. So we try to make it a fun time. We can't always guarantee fish, but once in a while you get lucky.
That's right. Speaking of lucky, Joppy was here, and he was acting as first mate. And he did a great job keeping Captain Ken in bait and getting those lines back in the water. Did you have a good time, Randy?
Oh, the best. This was, you guys, if you've never done this before, you've got to get out here and try this charter. It's very reasonable. It's a day. It's turnkey. You walk in here, he's got the rods. He's got the bait. He's got the boat. He's got everything here. All you got to do is ride along and reel in fish. He even takes the fish off for you. It's amazing.
Yeah, it was really great. So, Captain Ken, thanks so much for being such a great host, an excellent charter captain. And you can find your website is called what?
www.jirechartersdot.com, and that's J-I-R-E-H.
Okay, that's Captain Ken, Jireh Charters. And the Grilling Guys and Rob Russell had a great day. We're out. Thank you.
Yeah, it was a great day, and barbecue enthusiasts love to hunt and fish very often. The fishing side this time of year, I mean, if you're in Michigan, listen to the show, you're in, like, one of the best places to fish anywhere. We've got so much fresh water. Rob Russell was with us. He traveled the state with me last week, and we did barbecue classes, and he lives in Kansas. Dude, they've got, like, three lakes, and they're muddy, you know? He saw a Lake Huron, he just stood there and goes, whale.
Yeah. It'll take us more than an hour to get across that one.
Well, he had so much fun. It was great. Jop and I really hung back a lot and let Rob just basically catch as many fish as possible because we can do it all the time. But, walleye, Jop, walleye is such a wonderful fish to make. I took my fillets. I know you're going to tell us what you did. I have that Timber Ridge deep patio deep fryer. I fired that baby up the next day, and I made a nice little batter, and those fillets were gorgeous. I fried all of them up. My little old mom, she's like 87 years old. She eats like a half of everything. She had 1.5 giant fillets. She could not stop. They were so good.
Yeah, these were big fish, too, guys. We had one limit over 4-pound fish. We had 5 fish over 4 pounds. And Ken thought in our 20 fish, we had almost 40 pounds of fish. So we had some great walleyes there. But
if you go to the Grinnell Guys Facebook page, you can see a picture of Jop and I and Captain Ken standing there with that catch. And it's pretty impressive. They were beautiful.
Yeah.
20 inchers mostly.
Yeah, and we brought a bunch of that home. And last night I threw some of it on the grill, as a matter of fact. And this is a simple little recipe. We'll post this one up. But what I decided to do is I made just a little drizzle for the top of it. I grilled it. I put some EVO on the fish to make it not stick, because these were skinless fillets, skinless boneless fillets, and I didn't want them to stick to the grill. And you heard the guy from Meats and More say, don't overflip things. That's the key.
Especially with fish.
Right. When you don't have the skin on the fish, I flipped it once. Okay, so you got to watch it. But I put a little olive oil on both sides of it, and then I drizzled it. I made myself a little drizzle. And when I say a drizzle, it's not much liquid at all. But I used about 1/4 stick of butter. I put in just a sprinkling of fresh chives, and I put just a dash of orange juice in that with that butter just to give it a little bit of a citrusy flavor. And I drizzled that over the top before I flipped it. When I flipped it, I drizzled it over the cook side and just shut the lid, let it go. The whole thing didn't take me about 8 minutes because the fillets cook up real quick. But we took that off and served it just with a piece of cracker, because I was doing kind of a hors d'oeuvre thing last night. We were at a little beach party. And so, I mean, I just cooked this on one of those little portable grills, little portable gas grills that worked with the green can. You know, that's what we had down there. And it turned out just fabulous. Everybody was loving it.
It's Mopar Muscle Madness here. We are sitting in the midst of some of the coolest classic race cars made in America. And we've got a bunch of new Mopar Muscle cars around. And it's kind of also like a balsamic day, because we've got Shasta from Old World Olive Press here. I took those walleye fillet and I warmed one up last night for my mom, and I made a little balsamic reduction out of Shasta's 18-year balsamic.
The best.
Just reduced it a little bit, and I drizzled that in a really pretty pattern on that walleye fillet, served it. She lit right up. So really nice use for that 18-year balsamic.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what, Shasta, when you're doing fish, do you have any particular flavor of olive oil that you prefer one over the other?
You know, I've got just a staple that I love, and that's our butter-flavored olive oil. It is fabulous. If you're a person that likes to taste the fish, which walleye isn't typically a super fishy flavor, but if you like to have that profile come through on your fish a little bit, the butter is a nice, subtle flavor. But another one that's a newer product in our store is the Milanese Gremolata, and that's your classic Italian seasonings. It has a little bit of a lemon zest. It has a little bit of parsley. It's just a really neat flavor profile, and I would try that on your walleye.
I used that yesterday on some shark, believe it or not.
Shark?
Yeah.
Well, Maureen's out of town. I love you, Maureen.
Uh-oh.
I
wow.
love you, Maureen.
She's in Europe, so you can't. She's not going to hear you.
It's coming
that.
From all directions. She's a barracuda, by the way.
Yeah. I love her.
Okay. Yeah, we're digging into family trees now. So, anyway, mine doesn't have a lot of branches.
Wow. Let's not talk about that.
All right. Coming up next, we've got our friend Chaz Thompson from Schmoe's Brewery here in West Michigan. You can get his beer everywhere. We're going to talk about what he's been brewing lately and where you can get it. And Bob's going to break down some vegetables for us on the grill to go with that fish, so that we've got a great little side dish that he's going to put together with this a variety of vegetables. So we're the Grilling Guys. Make sure you stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on the Michigan Talk Network.